The pop star Shakira is likely the only singer from Colombia most Americans are familiar with, but her home country has a strong musical tradition, and there is a new style sweeping its concert halls and cantinas. From Bogota, NPR's Juan Forero has an introduction.
The night is young, and the Tienda Sinaloa is already crowded. Men wear cowboy boots, black hats, and big belt buckles. The women are all high heels and thick makeup. The darkened cantina smells like beer and the local Colombian hot water, aguardiente. It is just the right setting for corridos prohibidos, loosely translated to mean forbidden ballads. A band leader gets the crowd worked up. With an accordion's wail, the corridos begin. They are inspired by Mexico Norteño, the wildly popular music depicting the adventures of drug traffickers along the United States border. But Colombia has, shall we say, so much more material to offer a budding balladeer. There's drug trafficking, of course, but also death squads, political murders, and Marxist guerrillas. Alirio Castillo is the best-known producer of the genre.
We try to tell the world with songs what's happening in our country. We sing a lot about narco traffickers, but it's a theme that gets old quick. I'm passionate about politics, and so corridos gets into that to be controversial, which is what we want.
Controversy like that surrounding Carlos Castaño. Castaño was the most notorious paramilitary commander. He admitted killing presidential candidates and leftist activists. Then other paramilitaries killed him. A goldmine of a story for Javier Suarez and his Hermano Suarez band. Sitting in Castillo's apartment, crowded with recording equipment and CDs, Suarez sings me the lyrics.
Abran el ojo, muchachos. Carlos Castaño gritaba. Llegaron dos camionetas.
It's a Shakespearean drama of how Castaño met his end at the hands of his brother, Vicente. Castillo says corrido lyrics may be highly political, but singers try to remain neutral.
They are not right or left. They're Colombian. It's what we Colombians live and feel.
Still, the big radio networks ban the songs. Too controversial, says Francisco Restrepo. He runs RCN's La Cariñosa program.
An important medium like RCN cannot be an apologist for crimes of narco traffic, of paramilitaries and guerrillas. They don't deserve that reverence.
Don't tell that to the people in Simón Bolívar, a poor, working-class neighborhood in Bogotá's far south. For them, corridos offer an escape. At a down-and-out bar, three men slurp beers and argue about the best bands. And they wait for the corridos to start up at the cantina across the street. One of the drinkers is 60-year-old Jorge Castro.
Corridos are very elegant. It's very special music. It's music close to your heart. Corridos are very beautiful, very pretty.
It's dusk, and narrow streets are filled with people. Shish kebabs sizzle on sidewalk grills. Vendors hawk tropical fruits. Smoke-belching buses pass by. Then the music starts. The local cantina, Mi Cabaña, is gearing up. Once more, the outlaws will come alive. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogotá, Colombia.